Okay, Sister Vicky, I'm so sorry to step into your time. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad that He brought you into our life. All right, Sister Vicky, I don't take up
Thank you,
enough of your
thank you.
time.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sister Keith. I appreciate that. As you said, this is Sister Vicky, and I'm praying with you from Maple Heights, Ohio. And I will offer my condolences and prayers to Elaine and anyone else on here who has suffered a loss this week. My prayer focus is on the saint or Christian in training. A Christian in training refers to someone actively learning and growing in their understanding and practice of Christian faith. This involves not just seeking and building knowledge about Christianity, but also developing the character, habits, and behaviors that reflect Christian values and principles. It's a lifelong process of spiritual development and discipleship, aiming to live a life that honors God and reflects the teachings of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, on this line and in your Christian community, there are folk in different stages of spiritual maturity and experience within the faith, new converts to seasoned Christians. When we begin the Christian journey, Lord, we vow that we believe that Jesus gave up his place in heaven with you, was born of a virgin mother, and while on earth, he taught men about you, your desire that we uphold spiritual principles and live a righteous life. He then gave his life in ransom for the sin of each of us that we will commit. He prepared the way that gives us an opportunity for forgiveness and eternal life with you. Saved in Christ or new converts are just beginning their journey with Christ. Bless these individuals with a supportive environment, with loving and patient Christian mentors that will help them grow and navigate the challenges of changing their lives, and help them in their challenges of turning away from some family members and friends who may not understand their conversion. Father, lead them to the right church, whether in person, online, or both. A church that will feed their minds and hearts with your message of holiness, righteousness, forgiveness, and love. As they travel across the internet, let them not be drawn to non-biblical or New Age resources that will confuse or confound them. Help them learn early how to cross-check what they hear or see with the Bible. May these, your new believers, do as in Acts, where they search the scriptures daily, whether those things that they heard were so. Father, help us who are mature in our walk to be clear in our communication when offering salvation to individuals. Lord, remind us, mature Christians, that we are to share your basic purpose for man, which is that we acknowledge who you are and glorify you. Remind us that while we are busy living our lives, we are to be in relationship with you and be in faithful service to you. Lord, many times some will say to non-believers, all you have to do is believe. But we need to be clear that being a Christian is not just believing. It will not be life as usual. Accepting salvation and following Christ is going to be life-changing. Life-changing in that it will shift the way that they view the world, and they may have to give up certain things that currently include in their lifestyle. Father, we reflect on your word in Matthew 18, where Jesus was asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. We understand the scripture to mean, Father, that we, whether new converts or seasoned Christians, are to adopt the humble, trusting, dependent, and open-hearted nature of a child, rather than focusing on worldly greatness, worldly ambition, or self-sufficiency. Father, for times that we fall back into old lifestyles, there is repentance. Lord, you made a safeguard for new converts and the seasoned Christians in that you provide repentance. Repentance means to have a change of heart and turn away from sin. Repentance isn't supposed to be used as a just-in-case-I-want-to-sin card. Lord, when we are in our sin and have not repented, we are not in right relationship with you. So we will purpose to repent, ask for your forgiveness to regain a right relationship with you, Lord. We know that there are no limits on the times that you will forgive us, but you look on the intent of our hearts in every sinful situation and repentance for that sin. Lord, thank you for blessing us Christians who are not as easily swayed by every wind of doctrine, but have learned how to stand firm in our faith and convictions. Continue to equip us in a way that we are able to support and encourage converts who are new in the Christian faith. Help us to become comfortable in sharing our experiences and insight on the Christian walk. Let us be reminded as Christians that we will be held accountable for the way our faith is displayed. Your word has instructed us, saying, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." Through our friendship, our encouragement, our wise counsel, we may be the only Jesus someone sees. Bless us as we prepare to be that light, Lord. Father, whether we are a babe in Christ or a seasoned Christian, we are always to center our minds on learning more about you and center our minds on how we can apply your word to our lives. As we continue to study and listen to the teachings and sermons of pastors and other Christians, we will have new revelations of your word. Lord, when we agreed to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we were also agreeing to assist in the spreading of the good news of salvation through him. It's not easy sometimes to put off self-centeredness, exchanging our self-centeredness for Christ-centeredness. But we know the benefits will be a deeper understanding of you, your guidance, and the experiencing of your love and grace. As saints or Christians who are striving to be what you called us to be, Father, it requires action. In John 14, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be with you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also live. On that day, you realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show them myself to them." Jesus, thank you for the Holy Spirit, of our Comforter, our Guide, which leads us daily in our personal matters and as it relates to your witness to others. Thank you for showing yourself to us through the Holy Spirit. Being a saint in training includes our beliefs, fear, our willingness to learn, and our search for understanding and wisdom that is given by you, Lord. Your word says, "Fearing God is the beginning of wisdom." This means that having a healthy respect and reverence for you is the foundation for acquiring true wisdom. Lord, help us understand the difference in believing in you and fearing you. Proverbs 4 and 5 through 7 says, "Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom, though it costs you all. Get understanding. Father, we need your prompting to remind us that we are to put Jesus in the center of all things. We are instructed to live in the world, but not of the world. Jesus said we are not of the world, as he was not of the world. Of course, Lord, we should interact with our family and friends and neighbors, but Christians are to practice living in a way that is distinct from the values, behaviors, and priorities of the surrounding society or their specific culture. We are to live a life that reflects a dedication to your will and purposes. Lord, even today, we will examine our thoughts, words, and actions and compare them with your word. Draw us to hunger and be in your word daily, studying it, praying over it, and obeying it. Bless us as we're being trained up, Lord. I pray as in 2 Timothy that we are able to therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Lord, prepare us to have a comfort level that will allow us to give testimony about the reason that we have hope within us and give us the words and courage to disciple others in becoming Christians. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done in blessing us mentally, physically, and spiritually. We give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen, Sister Vicki. Thank you for your prayer this morning, saints in training. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We should always kind of keep that practice as if we are saints in training, because if you do that, you'll keep your mind ready and you'll be looking to make, you know, try to be perfect. We know you're not perfect, but you strive for perfection. So it's kind of a good thing to me to kind of stay like that, because you're always open and ready to listen and to examine yourself daily. You're striving. So, but I thank you for that prayer, Sister Vicki. Good morning to those that come on late. We invite you to stay with us and be a part of our morning ministry, which is this prayer. We welcome you once again, and we giving God all the glory and the honor this morning for waking us up. Since it is 8:16, I will turn it over to our next prayer leader, Sister Mildred. You ready?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead.
Okay, thank you. My prayer is, pride comes before a fall. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we lift you up, Father. Father, there is none like you. You are holy, and we praise you this morning, and we bless your holy name on this morning. Father, we pray this morning. Father, we pray this morning against the spirit of pride. Father, give us the grace to overcome the sin of pride, knowing pride is Satan's number one sin. Father, we pray that you give us the ability to humbly follow you, O God. Father, we know if we humble ourselves before you, we know it is you who will lift us up in your timing. Father, we read in your word that pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before fall. Father, keep us from falling prey to the many temptations that pride seems to scatter in our paths or that pride seems to bring through our paths, O God. Father, continue to teach us your ways and continue to show us how we can clothe ourselves in godly humility. Continue to show us how we can clothe ourselves in your word and in your will, God. God opposes the proud that shows grace and shows grace to the humble. We thank you for giving and opening your word to us, helping us to see the beautiful truth and up about humility, O God. We ask that you would work a good work in our lives day after day and day by day until we are more like you. Father, sometimes we experience hardness of the heart, hardness of the heart due to some life situations. Sometimes our hearts become hard due to some experiences that we have went through, God. But we know that you are faithful and that you are good. And we know that you are able to do exceeding and abundantly and to bring things into existence as though you please. We know what is impossible with us is possible with you, God. Give us wisdom to understand the reading of your word, and give us wisdom and understanding as we read your word. There is nothing too hard for you, our God, our creator, our great God. Father, even if we're in a season in our lives where we're being tested, we cling to you, Father, our great God, our great deliverer, our healer, our creator, our redeemer, our savior, and our God that is with us. Father, we come before you with a sincere heart on this morning, full of your grace and full of your assurance. We have confidence before you, God, and hope is the anchor for our souls. You were to Israel a forgiving God, and you delight in steadfast love. Pride has always, God, been a price to pay, oh God. Pride has always been a price to pay, Father. And pride has been a walk to people's own destruction, Father. Father, we pray this morning against the spirit of pride. Father, strengthen us on this morning. Even things that are hidden, you see all things. Through it all, we learn to trust in you, and we learn to put our love in you and our trust. Father, we need you. We abide in you. You are the vine and we are the branches. And without you, we can't do anything. Father, your ways are not our ways and your ways are better than our ways. Father, we know you resist the proud and give grace to those that are humble. Father, help us to trust in you and help us to trust in you. Help us to trust not in our pride, not in our arrogance, or not in our haughtiness, but allow us to humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Let us read your word and open your word, God. Open your word and pray, God. Let the Holy Spirit show us where we need to go and where we need to be. And let the Holy Spirit show us when we're acting out of pride. Father, we pray that you help us, oh God. Let us humble ourselves before you this morning, God. Let us humble ourselves before your presence, God. And we trust you this morning. We trust you that you would deal with the pride that may have encamped us in some of our hearts, oh God. Father, we know that you are for us and not against us. You want the best for us, and you want to bless us, and you want to bless our family. Let not pride live in our hearts. Let not pride overtake us, oh God. Father, we give you the glory for everything that you've done for us. We give you the glory for everything that you've done in our lives. Father, any good and perfect gift comes from you, and we give you all the glory and honor on this morning. Father, deliver us from all kinds of pride. Deliver us from all sorts of pride. Deliver us from all types of pride and deliver our attitudes of pride and arrogance, Father. Let us walk uprightly before you and let us walk in your grace and mercy on this morning, oh God, because we trust you and we believe in you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, all our souls and all that is within us. Father, we know pride is a problem with painful results. Pride can lead to destruction, and pride can lead to just a failure and a downfall in our life. Father, we need you. We need your love. Continue to put your heart, let your heart be upon us, oh God, and we accept your godly instructions, God. Let us not judge unless we be judged. Help us to see our shortcomings and to rely on your strength rather than our own. Father, we know that you are true and your strength is true. Father, it is your strength that's around us, and we need you, Father. We need your strength for our will to be done in our lives, oh God. Father, we pray against the spirit of pride on this morning. Let not pride overtake us, oh God. Father, there are things outside of our lives that we have no control of. Father, there are things outside of our power in our lives. There are things, certain situations that we go through, oh God, and there are things that we go through in our lives that we can't handle on our own, and we need you. Let us not be afraid to ask for help or to seek help, God. Let not our pride rise up and consume us, oh God. Holy Spirit, guide us to those who we can trust. Guide us to those that have love in their hearts for us, God, that we can release ourselves and not let pride build us in us and cause destruction, oh God. Don't let our pride be our downfall or our destruction, oh God. Don't let our pride convince us that we can handle everything on our own. Don't let our pride convince us that we don't need nobody. Don't let our pride convince us that we can't seek you for help, oh God. It was pride that led Adam and Eve into the garden and rejected your authority, oh God. Father, we pray this morning, as we are made our ways to you, God, we pray this morning that you're able and that you can do exceeding and abundantly. Let not our pride be our destruction or our downfall, oh God. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to speak to our hearts, oh God. Father, cleanse us and deliver us from pride on this morning. People refuse to ask for help because pride convinces us we don't need anyone. Pride convinces us we can do things all on our own, oh God. But Father, we pray this morning that you deal with that pride that has tried to consume us. We pray this morning that you deal with that pride that allowed us to reject your authority. We pray this morning that you deal with that pride, God, that allowed us not to go seek the help that we need for our lives. Father, help us with the pride we have with other people and with you, Father. Help us on this morning, Father. Father, let not our pride lead us to destruction. Bring deliverance to pride, oh God. Pride will break our hearts. Pride will break relationships. Pride will break our finances. Pride will break our mindset. God, we pray this morning that you rise up against the spirit of pride in our lives, oh God. We ask for your help and your grace to deal with pride and let us overcome it, oh God. Let us not raise our eyes above you, Father. We're not better than others. We're all your children in the sight of you, God. Father, we pray this morning that you help us, God, as we go through our life where pride has overtook us, oh God. Help us to reach out, oh God. Help us to get an understanding. Help us to give us the strength to read your word, God. We bless you on this morning and we praise you, Father. Father, help us to develop a humble spirit. If all of us could be humble, we would be, oh God. Help us, Father, with humility. Humility is the only thing that comes from you, oh God. You give us the spirit of humility, oh God. Allow us to have a genuine encounter with you, Father. Deal with the different areas of pride in our lives. Let not our pride deceive us or continue to deceive us. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And Father, we pray this morning that you give us wisdom on this morning. Father, you are majestic, you are glorious, and you are awesome. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are our God, our King of glory. We can do all things through you, Father, who strengthen us, oh God. And God, we pray this morning against the spirit of pride, God, the spirit of pride of the hell that has held some of us up in our own personal lives, in our own friendships, oh God, in relationships, oh God, even in your circumstances, oh God. We pray this morning that you deal with that spirit, oh God. Father, help us to deal with pride in any area of our lives before our destruction be our downfall. Father, we bless you and we praise you this morning. We give you praise and honor on this morning, and we glorify your holy name. We come into your presence thankful this morning and with thanksgiving. We come into your presence knowing that you are holy and that you are worthy of all praise, God. We praise you with all our hearts on this morning. We praise your name for your love and your kindness. We praise your name for your joy and happiness and your peace, oh God. We praise you for our ups and our downs. We praise you for who you are in our life, because you've been good to us, oh God. Father, help us to overcome this pride in some of our lives that has held us back, oh God. God, allow us to seek wisdom, God, even through others or through your word, oh God. But strengthen us and guide us, Holy Spirit. Guide our hearts and our mind, God, to your will and your purpose for our lives. Father, you are our rock and our fortress, and you are our deliverer. Father, you are our shield and our savior, and you are worthy of all praise on this morning. Father, you are the God that break pride, God. We come before you this morning, and spirit is spirit and in truth, oh God. And let us be pleased and not proud. Let us be pleased and not proudful, God. Let us be pleased and not prideful, God. You are worthy of all praise this morning, and we thank you. We bless you, and we lift you up this morning in Jesus' name. There is none like you, oh God. And we pray this morning that you continue to deal with our hearts, God. Deal with the places that have hardened, oh God. Deal with our hearts, oh God. Release us, oh God. Release our heart into your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now I would like to turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Your pride goes before destruction. Thank you, Jesus. We got to not have pride. We got to be able to not let it build up, not let it rule, not let it lead us and guide us and cause us to become an arrogant person. Pride is going to come just before everything go haywire and you fall. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we've made it halfway through, and we're thankful that each and every one that is still on has remained on. We've heard from Sister Vicky. Then we heard from Sister Mildred. So now that we're halfway there, I just want you all to reach into your heart, dig into your heart, and let God lead you what to give this morning, if you can give, and if you have it in your heart to give, that you may sow a seed this morning, to because the seed, your seed, is what helped bless the ministry and can help it to continue to grow. We're looking for partners, anyone that want to partner with the ministry. You go to the EKC Ministries website. It's ekcministries.org. And there you can partner with us, or you can just leave an offering. You can do your 1 minute or less GPS. You can look at the, listen to the different prayers or messages that you may have missed. Or even if you didn't miss them and you just want to just go through and see what else is on there, even some older ones, you can look. And God will bless you. You'll find that there's many things to bless you on the EKC website. Also, remember, you have Cash App. So those that have Cash App, it's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can give that way. And you could also text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 216-446-1209. Just to remind you again, we are still looking. We're in need of prayer leads and hosts. If any of you are interested, you know, just thinking even just a little bit, give Pastor Lenore a call. And she will help you to get make sure you know everything you need to start praying or hosting. And those of you that think, you know, feel or know that you can't go the whole time, it'll be okay. Just do it. And we will be ready to back you up. The number to call Pastor Lenore is 216-475-6327. That's calling to let her know that you're interested in becoming a prayer leader or host, or if you know someone that love that want to pray, you can also have them call this number and they'll talk with her and she'll work it out with them. Okay, now we're going to turn it over to our next prayer lead, who is Pastor Terry Buckner. If you're ready, sir, you may begin.
Yes, yes, grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to be in the land of the living this morning, praising the Lord and lifting him up. All praises are going toward our God. Our God is worthy, honorable, faithful, never late, very consistent. I mean, all of all his majesty, of all that he does for us on a daily basis. God can heal you and turn your whole situation around for the good. But when let me say this to the people of God. When God heals you, you go tell somebody about it. And when you're going through, don't ever think that you're going through by yourself or you're going through a unique challenge. It's nothing seen or nothing that's going on in the world that God has not seen or God has not even dealt with. And you're not the only person going through a trial or tribulation or storm. No, no, we all go through some suffering. We suffer because Christ suffered. And when we do suffer, we must remind ourselves to go back to the cross. Let's look at the cross. Let's go back to the cross and see our Lord and Savior, what he did for us. And I was just sharing this with one of my brothers. We got to remember what God brought us from. And then we draw strength from our own experiences, from past experiences. When God did it before, God can do it again. Amen. God can do it again. I want to pray for some people. I got a long, long list today. I'm going to try to cut it short. But I want to tell the people of God, thank you, Sister Vicky, for opening up, Sister Mildred for praying, Sister Keitha for being in her place, all the listeners, all the Body of Christ Assembly, all the co-workers and co-laborers in Christ Jesus. Be encouraged. But God is still there. God is still working on your situation on your behalf. God knows and he sees everything. God saw you last night when you were crying and you were in pain, and God's going to turn it around. Guarantee God's going to turn it around. Stand on the promises. He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you to the end. My God, God, that's your word. My God shall supply my need. That's your word, God. I give it back to you, God. I stand, God, and say, God, you told me that you was going to be with me to the end. I believe you. I believe you, and I stand on you. I stand on your promises, God. I know that you're good. I'm thanking God for Mother Buchanan and Mother Burgess and Mother Clark, and that God will bless them and keep them. Mother Goodman, Mother Sumlin, Mother Hattie, Sister Shirley, Sister Rosemary Pittison, Izzy, Miss Sister Payne, Sister Williams, Sister Denise Damons. I'm standing with these mothers and believing God. And they know if I had an interview, each one of these mothers, they could tell me that something they have been through in their life and God turned that situation around. I believe it. I stand on it. I know that God can and he will. And I'm just thanking God because he's just so merciful and so kind. My God, in the name of Jesus, Sister DeAndrea, Sister Marquia, Brother Joseph, Sister Rose, Brother Sister Brenda, Sister Rosie, Mercedes, Tamika, my God, that there will be healing upon them right now in the name of Jesus, them and their families. That God would heal them and go visit them. Of course, Sister Courtney, that's Sister Rochelle's daughter and her babies, when they were in the car accident, God, total healing upon them in the mighty name. We surround them in prayer. The blood of Christ be upon them in Jesus' name. And all those others who may not be on our list today, but we're keeping you in prayer. We're keeping you in prayer. Brother Sean, we're keeping you in prayer. Latoya at work, we're keeping you in prayer. Brother Cornelius, we're keeping you in prayer. Sister Gloria and her family, Sister Michelle and her family, Sister Niecy, Sister Rochelle. What I say, Brother Ken and Brother and Sister Niecy, my sister, we're just keeping them in prayer and keeping them covered underneath the blood, because we believe that God can. Saints, we've seen God do miracles, and God is still in the miracle working business. God has not forgot you. God has heard you. God has heard your plea and your cry. He sees you. He sees you. Even in the midnight hour, God sees your struggle, and God is with you. I'm come here to encourage you that God is with you. In Psalm 37, just a few verses, Psalm 37, it said, don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. This is the Living Bible. For the grass, they soon fade away like spring flowers, and they soon wither. Verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. My God, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust in him, and he would help you. He will make your innocent radiant like dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like a noonday sun. Be still, come on, Lord. Verse 7, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people prosper or fret about those who do wicked schemes. He says, stop being angry, turn away from your rage, do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will prosper in this land. My God, he just blesses me. David just blesses me in this song because he just says, just be still. Just wait on God. You've been waiting on some other things in your life to come to pass. Wait for God. Be patient with God. Hold on to your faith. Be patient with God. Let God know what's going on, and God's going to take care of it. That's a promise. God's going to take care of it. That's a promise. Let me pray. Father, I thank you right now for all my brothers and sisters that we prayed for those that we didn't even pray for. I thank you, God, that you're going to be with them to the end. I thank you that you will never leave them, nor will you forsake them. I thank you that you will give them healing, my God, in the name of Jesus. I ask, God, that they will be patient with you in the name of Jesus. I ask that they would trust you with all their heart. My God, I ask that, God, that you will bless them because you've done it in times past. I thank you, God, because you never failed. I thank you, God, because you never lost a battle. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus. My God, you're undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. You have no losses on your record, my God. My God, you're not slack concerning your promises, God. I believe you, God. I've seen you do miracle after miracle after miracle. I'm going to stand on your word all the days of my life. All the days of my life. I know the enemy's going to attack me for what I'm about to say. You are undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, and I stand on your word, God. You are good and good and always worthy to be praised. My God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that everyone that we called that name, that God, that you would give a special blessing to them today. My God, give a new report. When they go see the doctor again, a new report. Whose report shall you believe? I shall believe in the report of the Lord. I know he's good. I've seen him do miracle after miracle after miracle. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I say thank you. Bless all these little babies, Lord. Touch them. Those that were in car accidents, touch them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I bind up and rebuke the spirit of fear. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. We bind up fear. The enemy wants to throw fear in and confuse us and get us off our track. No, no, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I shall follow the Lord and the leading of God. Because I shall not want is because I follow God. I trust God, so I'm in need of nothing. He supplies everything. He's been supplying everything, and he will continue to supply everything. I believe in God. I trust in God. I stand on God's promises. I know that God is able to do it in the mighty name of Jesus. I cannot leave this place until he has put a total blessing. I can't go nowhere. I can't go nowhere until I wait on you, Lord. I'm waiting on you, and I'm going to be patient while I wait in the mighty name of Jesus. I love you, Lord. The people of God love you. We stand with our hands in the victory position. God, we know that you cannot fail. God, we're on the winning team. The fight has already been fixed. We've already won. We stand underneath the blood of Christ. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we love you today, God. We love you. Show yourself today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. And we bless your name, God. We bless your holy name, your wonderful, wonderful Savior that you are. Hallelujah. 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 Wonderful Savior that you are. And we say thank you today, God. We say thank you for the opportunity to even come on this line and just pray for a few minutes. We say thank you in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus, the matchless name of Jesus. We say thank you. We say thank you, God. We say no, that all these trials, like Paul said, is just a light affliction, just for a moment. Trouble won't last always. My God, we stand, our faith is strengthened today in the mighty name of Jesus, and we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Body of Christ Assembly, and all our co-laborers all across the land. All across the land. I see you. I see you in New Mexico. I see you. I see you over there in Philadelphia and New York and Florida, Columbus. I see you, Mississippi. I see you. I see you. God sees you and God hears you and God knows what's going on. God's going to take care of it. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Buckner. Thank you, Jesus. And while we're remembering people, y'all heard Sister Elaine when she got on this morning. Pray for her and pray for the family of her friend that passed away, Gerald. She said he passed and then his sister passed right behind him. So keep them and that family in prayer. Both of them died from a massive heart attack, I believe she said. We got to do better. We got to try all we can to take care of ourselves and watch what we do, watch what we eat. Don't overexert ourselves. Stay out of so much heat and, you know, all of that. Just, you know your limits, but better at trying to preserve what life you have left. Thank you, Jesus. We want to say thank you to each and every person that is on this prayer. Everyone that have stayed on and been a part of each and every prayer lead that went forth this morning, praying that their prayer touch you and bless you in one way or the other. I'm thanking God because I get something every morning. I get some from each and every prayer lead because we all pray different. And even us that pray on a regular, the prayer is not always the same. I thank you, Jesus, because we are on here listening and praying also right along with. We thank God this morning that he woke us up to see a brand new day, a new sunshine. We thank God for our leaders this morning. And those that living a life and teaching, reaching out and teaching and ministering in whichever capacity that you can minister in. We thank God for that. Our Believer's Declaration, it states, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. We thanking God for that. Excuse me. This morning, we know that we are a construction site for the family. Thank you, Lord. This is where you build your family. This is a foundation that you want to start to build up your family. Show them the way of the Lord and how that when they get older, they won't depart because they are built on this. This is a solid foundation. Thank you that Jesus Christ laid before he left. Okay, my new declaration It says large sums of money is coming to the people of God. Large sums of money. Large sums of money is coming to the people of God. And I will pay my tithes. I'm going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing. The right place at the right time for a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. That's a blessing by itself. Financial support is coming to this ministry daily. Thank you, Lord. We believe that everybody may not have it to give, but you give what you can when you can. Give it from your heart. God makes a way every day for the financial support to come in from somewhere, blessing this ministry each and every day. I just want to remind you all, continue to spread, share on your Facebook, your TikTok, your Instagram, your whatever else, the other social medias, the prayer call and the 9 a.m. daily bread. Share that with your people and on your page. Invite them to join us and be a part of something bigger than themselves. Thank you, Lord. God is good, and he's always worthy to be praised. He's always listening and supporting us. Thank you, Jesus. He's ready to defend us at any and every given moment. All right, at this time, let every heart pray. Most holy and gracious Father, we come before you this morning, giving you glory, honor, and praise. We want to say thank you, O God. Thank you for being the head and not the tail. Thank you, O God, for loving us enough to wake us up and giving us more grace, more opportunity to get it right. We thank you, Lord God, for your kindness, for your love, Jesus. We thank you, O God, because you, Lord, saw us and you decided to save us, Lord. We thank you for it. We thank you for the covering, O God, that you keep upon your people. We know, Lord God, that in difficult times and trying times, sad times, stressful times, oh God, that we can run to you. You are our safety net. You are, Lord God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. You have all power in your hand. And we know, Lord God, without a doubt, that if you take care of the birds of the air and the grass on the ground, Lord God, if you take care of the fish in the seas, oh God, hallelujah, and the animals, Lord, that you will take care of us, for we're just a little lower than the angels. But we thank you, Jesus, because we are made in your image and your likeness. And it's nothing that we can ask. You said, ask, seek, and find. Knock. Forgive me, Lord. Ask, and you shall give it to us. Seek, and we shall find it. Knock, and it shall be opened unto us, Lord God. We say, thank you, Jesus. You didn't have to do it, Lord, but you did. And we're so grateful, Lord. We're honored, Lord God, that we woke up again today. It's not promised. We can't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly, oh God. There's so many people that are dead and gone. If they're not dead and gone, they're out of their mind or locked up in jail somewhere or out on doing things that the world do and that Satan have entrapped them to do. But we thank you, oh God, that you gave us a way of escape. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We thank you for being that joy, oh God, that strength. We thank you, Jesus, for each and every individual that have joined us this morning on the prayer line, Lord Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you may look upon them, that you may search their hearts, oh God, that you may take all things out that's not like you, Jesus. Help us as we walk and strive to be perfect, Lord. You said, be ye holy as you are holy. Help us, Jesus, to be holy in everything we do, in our walk, in our talk. In our thoughts, oh God, because you said the thought of foolishness is sin. Everything, Lord God, that is unrighteous is sin. So help us, oh God, that we keep a pure heart and a clean, pure thoughts and a clean heart. Help us, Lord, to be renewed when we get up every single day, renewed and refreshed. We ask you, Lord, to guard our hearts, guard our lips, order our steps, oh God. Keep us, Lord God, walking in the sentiment of your will, Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all of our loved ones that you have protected. All of the different destructions that's going on all around this world, whether by the hand of man or because of natural disasters, we say thank you, Jesus, for shielding and watching over us, Lord. Lord God, you are the way, the truth, and the light. No man come unto you, Lord, except you draw. Continue to draw us, Lord. Draw out our family, man, our unsaved children, grandchildren, and siblings, and cousins, and family, and friends, Lord. Just continue, Lord, to draw them to you, to pull them out of the world, Lord. We say, thank you, Jesus, because we know, Lord, that you hear us. We know that you see us, Lord. We know every morning when we wake up, Lord, that our needs are already met. So we say, thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we ask that you work a work in each and every one of our lives. Use us as you have purpose in your heart for us, Lord God. Wash us and we shall be whiter than snow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Put a yes in our spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Keep a praise upon our tongues, mighty Lord. Thank you. Thank you, oh God. Cover and protect every child that's out, Lord, in the world today. Protect them from the hands of the enemy. There's so much going on, Jesus. But we know you are a keeper. And we know that when we come to you and ask for your protection and your shield, that you shield your angels around us and our families. We know you're doing it. We say thank you for it. Remember each and every sad heart this morning, those that have lost loved ones, whether it be family or friend. Lift up their heart today. Comfort them. Give them peace. Strengthen and encourage. Save to the utmost. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Pray that you all have a safe,
thank you.
A wonderful, happy day, a terrific Tuesday.
Thank
God, hears your cries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
He's right there with us. Anything we go through, he's
bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus.
All right, people of God, we say God bless. And we love you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Remember, the daily bread is about to come on.
That's your name.